What would you do if you heard your pension fund was failing? Well, if you're Mark Green, a UPS driver in Kingston, New York, you'd collect money from coworkers and launch an investigation. Now, like 34,000 other truckers, Mark is covered by the New York State Teamsters Conference Pension and Retirement Fund, which has applied to the Treasury Department for permission to cut back benefits because less than half of its obligations to members are funded. Yes, the fund got hit by the market collapse of 2008, and there are fewer union truckers in the country, so fewer dues. But Mark wondered what else is going on. Mark Green joins us now. And Mark, we know when you learned your pension plan was facing cuts of at least 20%, you started a nonprofit, the Teamsters Alliance for Pension Protection, hired a lawyer, Edward Siddell. So what made you think this extra investigation was needed?
Well, we all asked, how did we go from one of the best pension funds in the United States only a few years ago to now one of the worst? You know, many of us workers have had our wages forfeited.
And when you say forfeited, you've been docked.
Correct. Deferred. Yeah. Wage deferrals, thousands of dollars per year. And we've also had to postpone our retirements. And the promise was that by taking these cuts, the pension fund would be 84% funded within 10 years. That was the promise. So here we are, 6-7 years later, and we're 45% funded. And that is where basically 2016 turned into an investigation into why this happened.
Well, you hired a former Securities and Exchange Enforcement lawyer from a company called Benchmark Financial Services. What did he find?
Well, there's a long list. This was a preliminary investigation. Some key findings, Robin, would be subpar investment performance. Basically, we're underperforming global equities right now. And one thing he also noted was that from 2005 till present, the trustees adopted a sophisticated, and I'm going to quote, sophisticated, bold, private placement investment strategy. And as many people know, alternative investments have high fees and are very risky.
These are like hedge funds, private equity deals?
Yeah, in infrastructure, real estate, and the list goes on. And our fund, as he noted, Mr. Siddell noted, has approximately $767 million allocated or committed to alternative investments. And this is of a $1.2 billion fund. So that's a pretty large allocation for a fund of that size.
Now, we should say the New York Teamsters Union Pension Fund disputes your conclusions that, you know, these were not opaque. They were high-cost investments. They say this is grossly inaccurate. You say what?
Well, the Department of Labor has all of their information. Mr. Siddell reviewed over 2,000 pages of printed documents. And so they can't dispute these findings because the DOL has them.
Department of Labor.
Correct.
Well, what do you want to have happen now? Would you like to replace the trustees, the Board of Trustees?
Yes. There's a petition with probably 1,000 signatures so far, and we need professionals in there that can handle these funds.
And we should say, by the way, that this is a multi-employer plan. So it's a group of workers, but there's a whole different number of employers for those different workers. And again, according to the New York Times reporting, these are at far greater risk of failure than a single employer plan. But what do you say to people on your board of trustees who might say, look, we were trying to make our money go as far as possible? A lot of people bought into these, you know, alternative investments, these private equity deals and hedge funds. They were trying to get the most money for you.
Yeah, you know, that may have been the original goal, but it didn't protect us from downside risk because, as the numbers really bring out in their own newsletters, the fund's own newsletters, we have been underperforming.
Well, you know, Mark, there's a hard, fast math here. If the money's not there, all the research that you've done, all the investigation that you've done, doesn't change that fact that the money's not there. What happens to the fund's request to cut back your benefits if the money's not there?
Yes. We're working on a solution. Aside from this forensic study, there's a lot going on behind the scenes with our nonprofit. We've become a lobby group, and we're trying to get some changes to legislation aside from the MIPRA law, Multi-Employer Pension Reform Act, that's on the books right now. We're trying to get different legislation, which would involve low-interest loans. That's the only way we're going to survive this. We need low-interest loans, which are secured with the good faith of some of the companies in the plan.
In other words, getting loans to cover the shortfall.
Correct.
Mark Green, we love our UPS drivers. there's a terrific song about the men in the brown shorts, but and women in the brown shorts. But you are a UPS driver. Do you ever stop and think, did I get in over my head? Or maybe the opposite, I can't believe I did this.
Well, like I said, it wasn't just me. Mm-hmm. It was a group of 6 to 12 hardworking coworkers here, some retirees. And when there's a lot of people doing the lifting, no, we don't feel like we've gotten in over our head. And we feel like we've just begun this battle, actually. This isn't just about New York State or the Teamsters in New York State. This is about protecting retirement security for everybody.
Well, you may have never felt you were in over your head or your heads, the group there, but other people did. What was your response when people said to you, yeah, you know, you're the worker. You don't have a right to do this.
Well, what I told them was that it's our money. You know, tremendous amounts of contributions on our behalf has gone in to these funds. They're deferred wages. You know, a lot of people have 401ks, but we normally, in these multi-employer plans, don't have 401ks. This is our retirement that we're planning on. So what gives me the right? It's my money.
Yeah. So. That's Mark Green, a UPS driver in Kingston, New York, a member of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, but also the founder with coworkers of a nonprofit to do a forensic study on his own failing pension plan. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.